This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Wallace. At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ah, the sweet strains of Van Halen must mean it's Friday. Boy, if it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't have even realized it.
Good one.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm full of them. It's going to be a great Friday show. It's going to be a good time, Vinny.
Is that because some spaceship landed and they're going to try to find Martians? Are you especially pumped for that, or is it just Friday? Or is it Friday with the search for Martians being on?
You seem really into the search for Martians. Tell me more.
Well, didn't the rover land? I believe this is something you're very into. I mean, you've said it many times. You got to get off this planet.
It seems like, you know, are you following this story just for me, or is it?
Yeah. Why? Who else?
Thank you. Who else? No one. Just me. I'm
right.
The only one.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that created?
No, that's not. No,
it contributed to this mood at all, or no?
No.
Oh, all right.
I will say no to that. I hadn't even thought about that this morning.
Oh.
But thank you for reminding me that, you know, we're reaching out. We got some junk on other planets. Woo! It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was listening this morning, as they say, this rover apparently will let loose a helicopter of sorts, like
drone
a drone type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then it will begin the search. I don't know what it does. I'm assuming here Martian, here Martian, here Martian won't do it. Or
here Martian, Martian, Martian.
Or a
woo-wee.
I'd do it, but I can't do the whistle.
Yeah,
but
I wish I could too. I know.
I envy those people. With the ability, the Martian calling whistle.
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking for Martians. It's pretty hostile up there. You know, but they're going to be able to, you know, those rovers, they can only do so much, you know, a drone that thing can go anywhere.
Right.
If it's, you know, within reason, because it's got to come back to get charged and stuff. You know?
Right.
And God forbid there's a sandstorm, that thing is going to be effed up.
Oh,
and we all know from reading The Martian that there's some serious sandstorms going on that planet. Seems tough. Tough living there on Mars. Tough living. I'm not signing up for the first round. I'll wait till they have some infrastructure in place. Nicole and I will head there when there's pedicure stations on Mars.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah, me too.
But I can't believe you guys put that thing up. I didn't watch it, but I saw Vinny grosses Nicole out with his feet. I'm like, is that what the takeaway from that bit was, that I'm disgusting?
No. Jeez. It was that we can't believe how, like, there isn't even a foot in the video. Don't be afraid of the video if you're afraid of feet, Nicole. You can actually watch that video. It's really just, it's just funny how Nicole's just going to barf. Like, just talking about feet and she's losing her mind. Nicole, did something happen? Like, what's the problem? What's,
like,
the foot thing?
I don't know. I just don't like feet, and the only time feet are cute are when they're baby feet. That's it. And then once they get older, then no.
What if a grown man had baby feet? Would they then be cute?
No, I would be concerned.
All right.
Have you dated somebody who has a foot fetish or something?
Would I?
No.
Have you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just feet are just weird looking. Like, honestly, they come in all shapes and sizes. And
They're weird. Sure. They're like anything on a human. We come in all shapes and sizes.
Human beings, in general.
Well, look, listen, I want to say for the record, I'm with you. There's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing erotic about feet. And I've never once said, leave the heels on. I know that that's...
No, don't take them off. Leave them on.
I'm not into any of that. Like, there's not anything erotic about that, in my opinion. And yet,
I don't barf.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If someone touched my foot, I wouldn't pull away like, oh, God!
Don't touch my foot.
Yeah. What's about to happen?
No. Even when I get a pedicure, it is kind of painful for me when they are touching my feet. But I just get it done because it needs to happen. You know?
It needs to.
Like, well, you hate your feet that much, like, you need them to be as attractive as possible so you don't actually throw up on your feet when you look at them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's like, is any of us into feet? Like, Bryn, are you a foot guy?
No, I'm not a foot guy. I will say for the record that I have had somebody leave their heels on before just because.
Go ahead
and leave those on. You know? But it's not like I need that every time. It's just.
Did she have particularly ugly feet and you were like, no, put those back on?
No, there's something about just in the moment, like everything you're wearing kind of halfway ripped off and then going at it is, I don't know, something about that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty hot.
It's hot.
Yeah, sometimes when I come in from gardening, John's like, no, leave those Crocs on.
Leave those Crocs on.
With the decorations on them, or what do you call those things?
The charms.
The charms.
Leave them.
Yeah. I like how the one lights up.
I love how that dirt clod just fell on our bed. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. This is so hot. That rotten straw hat of yours, too. Leave that on. The whole thing. There's nothing hotter than a chick covered in dirt, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, scratch my back with your rotten, grubby fingernails. Go. Oh, my God. Oh, life's a party. So, you actively hate feet. We're all merely ambivalent. I just feel like for you to actively hate them, something had to have happened. Yeah. But
no,
look, we've got
really.
Time.
Just...
We'll try to explore that with you.
My best friend always gets people DMing her to send pictures of her feet. And she was like, should I start an OnlyFans?
Her feet are that good?
I guess. And she was like, she loves her feet. And every time she says I'm like, okay. And she goes, I know you hate feet. I'm like, I just don't think you would say, like, I love my feet. Like, who says that?
So. I'm going to say this. I love my feet. They're fine. Yeah. Like, I love all the parts.
Awesome. Try it without feet.
Yeah. I love being able to stand and walk and balance.
No, I get that, but she's like, my toes are so cute. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know.
So like, you're like there to undermine her foot confidence. That's weird. She might dump
brutal.
You know?
We just laugh about it.
I didn't even watch the video, but I did see the little write up and went, Jesus. I didn't know I was the whole takeaway was I'm disgusting.
Nicole's disgusting.
It's literally not at all.
God.
And if anything, I'm the one licking your feet in the thing. So it's, you know.
Maybe I need a pedi too. My goodness. Yeah.
Let's have a look at your feet.
Yeah, Bryn showed us his.
Yeah, put a foot up, Ben.
We've all looked at each other's feet, haven't we?
It's been a while.
We haven't examined super closely. I'm not sure if we need to, though.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well,
I mean, Nicole might come around to feet when she sees how
Where is this bit
are.
Going? All right, yeah. It's Friday. Let's go ahead and talk about the good stuff.
You know, she mentioned fans only. So this fans only thing.
Only fans.
Oh, yeah. Only fans. Mm-hmm. I was looking at, there's some, I don't know, like the Teen Wolf guy is on there and
Teen Wolf?
Yeah, it's some show called Teen Wolf. It's probably like a CW thing.
Was on MTV. It was a scripted show.
So he's talking about his site on OnlyFans. So I'm like, all right. And it says, you want to sign in with Google? I'm like, sure.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, if you want to see anything, you got to pay. Like, it goes to put in your payment information. But what exactly is happening? Like, there's porn on there. People, like, celebrities
Absolutely.
Doing porn.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. It's what that thing is for.
Are there legitimate, like, your friend is going to do foot porn?
Not foot porn, just, like, a picture, just, like, one picture of her toes painted, and that's it. People ask her for that, and I think that's so weird.
So does she have an OnlyFans page?
No, she was
Maybe
joking.
She should.
But I told her to do it. Like, yeah, get money for your feet.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's not a nude. It's just your feet. It's not that bad.
Vin, so. You know, the Death Star. Like, put it up there. People would totally pay for that.
Wait, my Death Star?
Sure.
Are you just talking to me?
Yeah.
What?
You've always said if anyone wants, you know, I'll send anybody naked.
Well,
pics.
Look, I have said that I personally am not ashamed or embarrassed by my body or the things that I or things we do with them, but I do have kids. I do think that it would be crunchy if they looked up my name and there's screen grabs of Dad and his Death Star. I mean,
they'll have to pay and sign up. How are they going to know? Like, so you'll get some extra money. I mean,
so are you saying that if someone goes on OnlyFans and someone pays to see me,
your Death Star,
or whatever, right?
Oh goodness!
I'm just saying. For example, so that there's no way they can screen capture that or record that.
I think that's absolutely the problem with that is
even the people who, even celebrities who say, yeah, you can meet me in there and I'll, you know, flash you or whatever the thing is. They have to know that's getting recorded, right?
Well, Bella Thorne has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, Bella Thorne is the one that's known for it. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. She's a celebrity who's doing nudes. She has to know that they're getting recorded.
Well, they were already getting out there, and that's why she set up the OnlyFans. Wasn't that it? She was like, well, I might as well get money for it.
Remember, all
those things were stolen from her? Mm-hmm. But I don't, yeah,
No. Remember?
What?
They weren't stolen from her. She said, someone threatened to, they stole my stuff, so I'm putting it all out there.
Yes, yeah.
Which was
really just her trying to get business on her OnlyFans
page. I don't know. She seems to be. I've said this to you once before about that particular person. She shows up in my newsfeed, and I have no idea why or who she is.
She is kind of everywhere
There's
for someone
like zero,
who I couldn't name one thing she's in.
I can't name one thing I've seen her in where I would say, oh, she was excellent or even good or passable. So,
I haven't seen her. Right. What I've seen is that photo shoot where she's standing by the fireplace.
Yeah.
It's very nice. She looks fantastic. And then every other photo I see her in, she could be a totally different girl. Like, I can't even picture what her face looks like in front of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull up images of her, it's like she's just a different chick in every.
She was in a Disney Channel show called Shake It Up with Zendaya.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you
was
can
that
see
like
where their
for people
their
your
careers.
Age?
That came out when I was in high school, actually.
So last year.
Last year, Bryn.
And Bella Thorne, she dated that Scott Disick guy? Do I know her from that, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's a party.
And then she did a movie with, is his name Patrick? Patrick Schwarzenegger?
Patrick Schwarzenegger did a movie? Oh, yeah.
Really?
That sounds
right. She, like, had cancer or something, and then they fell in love. And
Nice. That's sweet. Tragic, you know. Did she die at the end?
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of the end,
it's not a great movie. Watch The Walk to Remember.
Don't watch
that
it,
one's
guys.
Better.
I finished The Undoing.
Oh, and?
You know what? I felt like the ending was satisfactory. Like I felt complete with it and good with it. And I'll say for a whodunit, they really had me. Per episode, switching around each time. I mean, I could have easily seen them go any way they wanted with it right at the end.
Well, I for sure for a minute there was like, it's the kid.
I thought so too. In fact, I could show you a string of texts where I'm like, it's her, it's the boy, it's so and the it's the dad. You know, like I'm just finding all these different. So, yes, they did a good job keeping you guessing, and the ending was satisfactory. I didn't think it was great, and partly because of the vanity shots are too distraction for Nicole Kidman. I think she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
I know that you're saying that her surgery, I think her surgeries looked worse. And there was a side shot when she's in a helicopter in the last episode where I went, that doesn't look like her. Yikes.
Well, she just had it all done. Hey, I mean, you know, you do what it takes to stay hireable in Hollywood, I guess.
Absolutely. But anyway, so if you're looking for something to watch, The Undoing is a pretty good whodunit, and it's a 6 episodes and out. Like, there isn't another.
No, it doesn't seem that there would be a follow-up to that unless the guy, Unless some escape happens or something.
No, well,
I guess.
Anyway, yeah, I don't want to say more.
No,
but it's pretty,
you should write to
good.
V. Hale though. Tell her that you like the ending because she'll, you know. Well, if you want to be ranted and raved at,
and
who doesn't?
Muffin.
It's a Friday. Oh, you love being called Muffin. Come on, Vinny.
I don't.
Sure, you do.
I don't.
Sure.
This Undoing. It's a HBO series, right?
Yes, HBO. Okay. Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, some little kid, and then Donald Sutherland is her dad. He's also has some quite a bit of work done.
He
nice,
did
nice apartment, huh?
Oh my God!
Oh.
The life he's living, and he's a rich guy. So yeah. There he is at his grand piano while the servant brings him a drink. And I was just
looks
like,
good. "Looks like a good
what
life."
What is that life like? He's not doing laundry.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
He doesn't even know about laundry.
No.
He doesn't even know that happens.
No.
Every time he picks something up, it's clean, fresh, and he never thinks about it again. Put that just perfect. Oh God, that's a life.
Yeah.
The rich.
Yeah.
We hate him.
Anyway.
We want to be him.
I liked it though, so that's
yeah, it's good.
That's my official review. Is it's okay. It's pretty good, decent.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's they did a great job unfolding the thing for you. Like it's just revelation after, and also at the end of each episode, it was always like, okay, let's at least watch the next couple minutes of the next one
because
I can't. Now I gotta see what happens there.
I had the same unfortunate reaction. You're right.
Yeah, it's good.
So. Anyway,
we're watching the Bosch. We're in season 2 of Bosch. Did you watch all those seasons or did you?
I didn't. So the thing about Bosch for me is that I've read all the books.
Yeah.
And I love the books.
Yeah.
They're really good. The first season, they do this weird combination of a couple books to launch the series.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw me off, and I don't know that I've gone back. You know, it's like I was saying, the Strike books, you know, those
yes, the Robert Galbraith
mysteries with C.B. Strike. Those television shows follow so closely, you almost feel like you've seen the show before.
Right.
But they did a weird, different interpretation not in that first season for the Bosch books, and I was thrown off by it. I should go back though because I love them.
They're
great cop stories.
We're really into the second season. The first season I thought was great, and you know what's funny? I read those so long ago and I didn't even read that many. I think I only read 4 or 5 of the Bosch books, and I don't remember any of the stories. So they're totally fresh.
I've read them. I've read that whole series through at least twice.
Oh.
And I love the new character he introduced. Renee Ballard is great.
Oh.
And there's a weird, sorry for those of you we're talking about Harry Bosch. What is it?
It's Harry Bosch.
Harry Bosch.
The Bosch books by Michael Connelly.
Right. So, he seems to be, because Bosch has been around a while. Bosch is an old dude in the most recent books.
He's
I don't want to say much about, but Renee Ballard is a young lady just getting started in the police biz, and they've crossed paths and sort of worked together.
Mm.
And it's
it's almost like he's transitioning to the Renee Ballard
like
character.
He's handing it over to a new character.
Oh, interesting.
I love her. She's great. I think you'd like it.
I bet I would. I'm going to get through the series, and then I may go back and read the books. I don't know. I'm in this middle of the sci-fi thing.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Sci-fi. Back to... We're on Mars, everyone.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Science-ish.
I think I heard something like that little helicopter that the rover is going to launch will be the first flight on another planet or something weird like that, and I just went, all right.
Did they say when the first flight's going to be? Are they going to launch it today?
Like, I don't know if it's today or not, but I'll let you know if I see anything on it because I'm watching it for you.
You're the best. You are the best.
And Jane. Jane loves NASA, too.
Jane's a NASA girl? I should ask her.
Mm-hmm.
We never talk about that. We only ever talk about vampires. We both really like vampires a lot. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back with your first look at the trash.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.